Intro Hi. In this lesson, we're going to tighten ALTJ Bucom Dubplate Style Intro inside Ableton Live 12. This is an advanced, hands-on walkthrough for turning loose, jazzy dub material into a DJ-ready 32-bar intro with punchy, immediate drums and warm, dusty mids. We'll use only Live 12 stock devices, parallel processing racks, automation, and resampling so the final stem is tight, characterful, and translates on club systems. What you'll build by the end, you'll have a 32-bar stereo intro optimized for DJ mixing with crisp, immediate drum transients, a forward, textured midrange with subtle analog-style dust, a controlled low-end and a dryish spatial feel, and a reusable audio effect rack with mapped macros, transient accent, dust amount, mid-presence, and air. Assumptions and tempo. This lesson assumes you have your melodic jazz or dub samples and a drum loop or drum rack ready. Set project tempo to a Bucom typical BPM, around 170 to 175. Step 1. Prep and editing. Start by consolidating and warping your clips. Warp melodic loops in Complex Pro if they need time correction, but for single-shot samples like piano or sax, switch warp off to preserve the attack. Consolidate clips you plan to resample with CMD or Ctrl-J. Zoom in on each sample start and trim any pre-roll or bleed. Use tiny clip fades, 3 to 10 milliseconds, to avoid clicks while keeping the transient clean. Step 2. Create a drum bus and align layers group kick, snare, hat, and percussion into a drum bus by selecting tracks and pressing CMD or Ctrl-G. On each drum layer, check start positions at the sample level and nudge them a few samples if they smear together. Use utility to flip phase if layering causes cancellation, and always listen in mono during this phase to ensure punch isn't lost. Step 3. Build the crisp transients chain on the drum bus. On the drum bus, insert an EQ8 first. High pass under 30 to 40 Hz to clean sub rumble, and a broad cut around 200 to 350 Hz of 2 to 4 decibels if things sound muddy. Next, create an audio effect rack with two chains, dry and processed, and map a macro for blend. In the processed chain, add saturator with 2 to 4 dB drive, mode set to analog clip or soft sign, output reduced by 1 to 3 dB, glue compressor, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release about 0.4 to 0.6 seconds or auto, ratio 4 to 1, threshold so you see 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This tightens body around the transient. Create a separate parallel chain for transient accenting, a compressor set with a very fast attack, about 0.1 to 1 millisecond, fast release between 30 and 120 milliseconds, ratio around 8 to 1, and threshold for heavy gain reduction, 8 to 12 dB. Place a small saturator after it and map a macro called transient accent to this chain's volume so you can blend it under the dry transients. The trick is blending heavy, fast compression under the dry hits so the initial attack stays intact, but the sustain is fuller. Step 4. Snap with EQ and frequency sculpting after the rack. Add another EQ8 and give a narrow boost in the 2 to 6 kHz range, something like plus 1.5 to plus 4 dB with EQ around 0.6 to 1.0, to emphasize snap. Add a gentle shelf cut above 8 to 12 kHz of minus 1 to 3 dB so the top end stays warm and not brittle. If the mid band is boxy, use multiband dynamics and tame the 200 to 800 Hz band slightly. This keeps attack intact while cleaning mid muttiness. Step 5. Build the mid-dust chain for melodic material group pads, piano, sax or sample into a mid-bus. Insert an EQ8 first to carve a pocket, slightly boost 400 to 900 Hz by 1.5 to 3 dB, and cut between 1.5 and 3 kHz if anything is harsh. Add erosion in noise mode at about 15 to 35% and set its frequency to the low range, roughly 300 to 800 Hz, to add that analog dust. Keep erosions dry/wet low, 10 to 30%. And map that to a macro named dust. Follow with a gentle saturator, 1 to 3 dB drive, soft sign or analog clip. Add redux with bits set around 12 to 14 and a slight sample rate reduction for subtle grit. Finish with a corrective EQ8 to remove any boxy buildup after distortion. Use an audio effect rack here too, with a clean chain and a dusty chain, and map the blend to a dust macro so you can automate the effect gradually across the intro. Step 6. Vinyl crackle and spatial cues. Load a subtle vinyl crackle loop into simpler or sampler in loop mode. Low pass it with EQA to remove high frequencies and set its level around minus 18 to minus 12 dB relative to the mix. Side chain the crackle lightly to the kick so it ducks on each hit. Send the crackle to a return track with echo, low feedback between 10 and 25% and a low pass around 2.5 kHz, so you can sprinkle dub-style echoes only on selected bars by automating the send mount. Step 7. Tighten the low end on your master group or sub-bus. Use utility to mono everything below 120 Hz. You can do this by routing a low-passed copy into a chain with utility set to width 0, or use an EQ split. Before utility, apply glue compressor lightly on the master group with about a 10 ms attack, medium release, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to glue transients and sub together. Step 8. Automation for dynamics and arrangement. Now automate. Have the drum bus processed blend and the transient accent macro come in stronger from bar 9 onwards. Start loose, then tighten so DJs get an initial atmosphere before the drums punch in. Automate the dust macro to increase dust in the mids as the intro progresses, and automate a low pass on the melodic bus opening from around 800 Hz up to 6 kHz over 8 to 16 bars to reveal the mid-range gradually. Keep low frequency stable so the intro remains DJ-friendly. Step 9. Resample and final polish. Resample the entire intro to a new audio track using record set to resample. On the new stereo stem, place a light limiter with ceiling at minus 0.3 dB and gentle gain, so you reach DJ-friendly levels without crushing dynamics. Use utility for final width or phase control and export the 32-bar intro as a 24-bit WAV. Label the file with BPM and key. Example parameter starting points here are quick starting numbers to dial in, glue compressor on drums, attack 13 ms, release 0.40.6s, ratio 4:1, 26 dB gain reduction. Parallel transient compressor, attack 0.11 ms, release 3120 ms, ratio 8:1, a 12 dB reduction. Mid boost, 400-900 Hz, plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB, Q about 0.7. Erosion, amount 20-35%. Noise mode, dry slash wet 10-30%. Redux, bits 12-14. Saturator drive, 2-4 dB on drum processed chain, 1-3 dB on mids. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overprocess. Too much parallel compression or saturation flattens life from a Buchum-like intro. Avoid slow attack compressors that round transients. Use very fast attack in the parallel chain for accenting. Keep dust effects focused on mid elements. Don't drag redux and erosion over the entire mix. Always check layered drums in mono to avoid phase cancellation, and make sure automation is musical and not too abrupt. Pro tips: map macros for performance, transient accent, dust amount, mid presence, and low mono should be available for quick tweaks. Resample to audio and then experiment. Chop and reverse tiny phrases for dub interest, but keep the main transient path intact. Sidechain crackle to drums to maintain clarity. Create two exports, a tight club-ready and a looser atmospheric version for versatility. Mini practice exercise to internalize the workflow: take a 4-bar jazzy loop and a drum loop, group them, build the drum bus with a parallel rack, set your transient compressor values, build the mid bus with erosion and redux, map dust, automate transient accent in at bar 9 and dust rising from bars 5 to 13, resample 16 bars and export. Listen back in mono and adjust. Recap and final checklist: we covered clean sample prep, layered parallel compression for transients, mid-focused saturation and erosion for dust, careful EQ, and mapped macros for DJ performance. Before export, do a mono check. Mono your lows under 120 Hz. Leave about 6 dB of headroom before limiting. Keep limiter gain reduction conservative, and label your stem with BPM and key. Closing: remember, this is sound sculpting for DJ utility, not polished mastering. Iteratively rough sculpt, automate, resample, and test on multiple systems. Keep dust as a flavor, prioritize transient clarity and a controlled low end, and save your racks so you can reuse them. Good luck. Build the rack, try the mini exercise, and listen closely in mono and on a club-style system to dial it in.